material merit, subakriya. So, the initiation is not like that, that I am taking to the process of chanting Hare Krishna mantra for some material benefit. No. Because people become religious mostly for material benefit. Artha arthati jigyasu jnani chavala. Artha means distress, and arthati means one who is in need of money. Generally, in Christian church, they go to the church for some material benefit. Oh God, give us our daily bread. Asking some material benefit. Similarly, Hindus also, they go to the temple, pray to the Lord. My Lord, I am very much distressed. I have no money. Kindly give some money. So, a Harinam, chanting of Hare Krishna mantra should not be taken like that. That I am chanting Hare Krishna mantra so that my material condition will improve. Not like that. Chanting a Hare Krishna mantra means to come in contact with the Supreme Lord and increase my love for Him. That is required. Prema Pumartha Mahan. So, if we think that it is Subhakriya, Subhakriya means something auspicious. No, that is also offense. We have already described so many offenses. This is also an offense. And next offense is Namnat Balad Yasahi Papavuddhi. Anyone who thinks that I shall counteract the resultant action of my sinful life by chanting, atonement, prayaschitta. Just like somebody commits some sinful activity, and according to defined shastra, scripture, there are atonement. Just like in Christian religion, if they admit, then it is all right. No, Harinam should not be taken like that. To counteract my sinful activities, or because I am chanting Hare Krishna mantra, I can go on committing all kinds of sinful activities. It will be neutralized by my chant. This is offense. Namnal balad jasahi papa buddhi. Papa buddhi means the desire for committing sinful activities. The sinful activities are summarized in four principles. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. If I think, now I am initiated and chanting Hare Krishna mantra, even if I commit some sinful activity, it will be counteract. Because Harinam is so strong that immediately it vanquishes the resultant action of all sinful. That's a fact. But if I think, now I've got an instrument to counteract my sinful activities, so let me go on committing sinful activity and then chant Hare Krishna, it will be neutralized. This is the most grievous offense. Namnat balad jasahi pavam. Then you should sit properly, not like that. Mother should take care. So, don't accept Hare Krishna mantra as a counteracting agent. No. We have to come to the pure chant. Of course, in the beginning, because we do not know, we may commit offenses. But by chanting, as we become purified, we must have our aim to become offenseless. Nama aparad, in the beginning, we should not give up chanting, even there is offenses. Because by chanting, we shall be purified. So if one is able to chant Hare Krishna mantra without any offenses, he becomes immediately liberated. This is the reason. He is Mukta Purush, liberated person, who is chanting Hare Krishna mantra without any offense. And when pure chanting will be there, then he awakens his original dormant love of Krishna. This is the result. In this way, another offense is to explain the glories of Hare Krishna mantra to a person who is not interested. That is also one who is not interested. If I glorify, you chant like this, you will be this. Of course, sometimes we have to do that. But that is forbidden, because he has no respect for Hare Krishna mantra. So there is no need. We have to chant ourselves offenselessly, and if somebody hears my offenseless chanting, it will gradually be effective for the persons who are hearing. Savanam Kirtanam, the process is one should chant and one should hear. That is, we follow. Somebody leads by chanting and others follow. So if the chanter is pure, then the chanting will be effective. If the chanter is impure, then it will not be effective. But still we should go on. And another thing is that while chanting Hare Krishna mantra, if we still attached to material attraction, that is also offense. The whole process is to become disgusted with material things, vitaraga. Krishna consciousness movement means we, all conditioned soul, we have come to this material world just to enjoy sense gratification independently. This is our main disease. Everyone in this material world is trying his best how to satisfy the senses. This is the material disease. And Krishna consciousness movement means how to cure this material disease and go back to home, back to God. Unless we cure our material disease, it is not possible to go back to home, back to God. So we must be disinfected. This is the real process. So we have to test it. Bhakti parasanubhava virakti annatrasa. Advancement of material and devotional service means proportionately we become detached to material attraction. So this our process is Adu Gurbhasram. To accept this Krishna consciousness movement means first upon to accept Guru. Adu Gurbhasram. Sadharma Pritcha. Then inquiry from Guru. His disciple should be intelligent enough to inquire from the spiritual master how to become advanced. So, to become advanced means sadhu marganu gamanam, to follow the acharyas. That is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Acharya upasanam, acharya. Our this Vedic principle is to follow the acharya. And if we have taken shelter of a bona fide acharya, and if we are sincere to follow the instruction of acharya, then our life is accepted. This is the process. Acharya upasanam. So this initiation means the beginning of acharya upasana. Just like Arjuna submitted to Krishna when he was puzzled whether he would fight or not. Then he took shelter of Krishna as guru. Krishna was with him, but he was like friend. So friendly talk sometimes does not become very serious, but talks between the spiritual master and disciple is serious. A friend can deny to accept the instruction of the other friend, but a disciple cannot deny. That will be Guru Ravagya. Therefore, Arjuna submitted himself that now I become your disciple. You guide me. Sishasteham sadhimam prapannam. I become your disciple. Kindly instruct me. I am fully surrendered to you. So this is initiation means. The meaning, or regular meaning is also initiation. Something to begin. This is beginning of spiritual life. Without initiation, there is no beginning of spiritual life. We can talk, just like Arjuna and Krishna was talking, that is another thing. But when Arjuna submitted and Krishna instructed him, that is serious. So this initiation means to submit fully, accepting the spiritual master, and to follow his instruction. And spiritual master's instruction means Krishna's instruction. But it should come through the spiritual master. The electric powerhouse is Krishna. But the current comes through some channel. So, spiritual master personally hasn't got to give you any instruction. His business is to carry the instruction of Krishna and deliver it to the disciple. This is spiritual master. He does not invent anything. He does not say, in my opinion, I think, perhaps, it may be, just like the modern scientists, philosophers say. No. This is not our process. We say everything definitely. How I can say definitely? Because I have heard it from Krishna. The example I have given, the child, he asked his father, "Father, what is this?" Father says, "My dear child, it is called microphone." See, understand, this instrument is called microphone. So next time, when he says, "This is microphone," that is correct. Although his child, he has no knowledge, But when he says that this is microphone, it is correct. This is the process. He is a child, he does not know what it is, but the father has said, he has taken it, and then it is correct. Similarly, the spiritual master, everyone can become spiritual master if he presents the instruction as it is. Not that I am now advanced, I can change the process, what I received from a spiritual master. That is askism. No. You cannot change, you cannot improve. That is askism. A spiritual master also does not change the words of Krishna or makes any improvement upon it. Improvement, there is no question of improvement, but sometimes according to time, circumstances, country, candidate, there is some trick or some ways. Just to, the real business is one must take to Krishna consciousness. That is real business. So sometimes we have to adopt some means which will help us to distribute the Krishna consciousness movement. That is the one thing. But on principle, we cannot change the words. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says in his commentary on Bhagavad Gita upon the verse, Vyavasatmika buddhi rikeha kurunandana bahushaka janantascha buddhi abhyavasayana. In that connection, he explains that whatever I have heard from my guru, from my spiritual master to execute, that is in my life and so. I do not mind, even if I am not liberated, still I shall go on executing the will of my spiritual master. We also sing there every day. I do not know whether you understand it. What is that? Guru Mukha Padma Bhakva. Arana Kuriya Maniyas. This is our process. Whatever we have heard from our spiritual master, spiritual master gives specific order to some specific disciple. And then his disciple also will take it as seriously as life and so, then it is perfect. From my personal instance, I can explain to you, it is my duty, that I am not a very wonderful man, but I have tried to execute the order of my spiritual master. Whatever little success you can credit, that is my only value. I never, just like the other day I was telling you, that my Guru Maharaj hinted that if you get some money, you publish book. So from the very beginning, I am trying that. this is specific. Other following rules and regulations, that is all, very specific. So, this bona fide spiritual master knows what can be executed by a particular disciple. And the disciple also should take a particular instruction from the guru, and you should try to execute it. Then it's successful. This is the secret. Jasya devi parabhakti, yatha devi tatha guru. This is Vedic instruction. A person who has got unflinching faith in Krishna and similar unflinching faith in Guru. Jasya devi parabhakti, yatha devi tatha guru. टू हिम तस्सैते ही कथिता अर्थ्या प्रकाशन्ते टू सच पर्सन द वैदिक नॉलेज बिकम्स रिवील्ड इल्यूमिनेट इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू आई मीन टू से एसिमिलेट द वैदिक इंस्ट्रक्शन बट इफ वन हैज गॉट अनफ्लिंचिंग फेथ इन कृष्ण एंड गुरु the Vedic knowledge automatically becomes revealed. This is it. Then you can understand. Just like big scholar, big leaders. Take for example our big political leader Gandhi. He says that I don't believe that there was any person ever living as Krishna. He said that. You see, such a big leader, and he is known to be very pious man, you know, but he could not understand Krishna. Although he was lecturing on Bhagavad Gita, and people knew that Gandhi's life and soul is Bhagavad Gita, but the result is that he does not understand Krishna. Just see. So, you cannot enter into the Vedic literature unless you go to the Parampara system. It will remain always blocked. This is one example of a big politician and big scholar, Dr. Radhakrishnan. He, while commenting on the verse, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakta Majjari Mahanamaskuru, he says that it is not to Krishna the person. Let's see. He is a big scholar. He is known as a very big scholar, philosopher. He also does not understand Krishna. And Bhagavad Gita means Krishna. Krishna is speaking. But these people do not understand what is Krishna. And then what will they speak? This is going on all over the world. In the Western world, and in the Eastern world. So, you cannot understand the Vedic literature unless you understand through the Parampara system. You may be a very big man, you may be a very big scholar, but the meaning or the purpose of the Bhagavad Gita will be sealed. I am giving this example just like you are asking for honey, and I give you a bottle of honey, and you think that I have now got the honey. Now let me lick up the bottle. So honey is there in his hand, but he does not know how to taste it. He's licking up the bottle. So I will taste it. So licking up the bottle of honey is not tasting. The contents, the honey, real honey, if it is open and if you taste, then you get it. So to whom it is open? It is open to the bona fide disciple by the bona fide spiritual master. Otherwise you go on for millions of years licking up the honey bottle, you never taste what is honey. This is a good example. Don't think, now I have got the bottle of honey, lick me, let me lick it up. So go on for hundreds and thousands of years licking up, but you will never know what is honey. This is the process. It must be opened by the authorized person, and you must really taste it, then you will understand what is honey. Similarly, Krishna says, evam parampara praptam imam rasa. His prescription is already there. And Krishna selected Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, I shall speak to you the old philosophy which I instructed to Sun God. Why you are prepared to instruct me? Krishna says, Bhaktosi, because you are my devotee. Therefore I shall explain to you. Krishna, Arjuna was a family man, Grihastha, a politician. He was not a Vedanti, He was not a big scholar in Vedanta. Kshatriya, he knew how to fight with enemies. This much qualification he had, although he was born in royal family. But he was not a Vedanti or vast scholar in Vedic literature, no. But he was a bhakta. That is the qualification. He was a devotee. Therefore Krishna said, I will speak to you Bhagavad Gita and you will understand the mystery of it because you are my devotee. This is the qualification. So this Vedic literature, either you take Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam or any, unless you have taken the purport of the Vedic literature through the disciplic succession, you will never understand it. It will remain a mystery like the honey within the bottle. So the initiation means to learn how to open the bottle. This is initiation. That tree or that crab fancy, we have to learn from the Guru, the spiritual master. Therefore, adu gurva asram, if we are serious about understanding spiritual life and executing, then the first business is initiation, taking shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. This is our process. Now we can perform yajna. Spiritual name is Ambulish Das. Ambulish. Yes. Maharaj Ambulish. He was king and great devotee. I'm up here. Then you shall go for a while.